All right. Want to bring in Jeffrey Kleintop now to continue our markets conversation. He is Chief Global Investment Strategist at Charles Schwab. Good to see you, as always, Jeffrey. So, you know, historically, I mentioned at the top of the show, September has been a challenging month for the stock market. What are you anticipating, especially given the fact that we have a lot of uncertainty around the Delta variant, yet the market continues to hit these record highs?
But look what it's doing today, Alexis. It's hitting those record highs on defensive leadership. You mentioned tech, but it's also utilities and real estate, these areas that do well when interest rates go down and there are concerns about economic momentum. I'd like to see cyclicals lead the market and push us to maybe an 11th month of new highs for steady gains for the S&P 500. And I think to get that, we've got to see a rollover in that COVID case count. Hoping we're going to see that. I think we've seen that in some states that seem to be leading the trends, in some countries as well. But I think we're really dependent upon the case count coming down and renewed confidence in that reopening and travel and the service sector continuing to show growth, taking a handoff from the manufacturing sector, which has shown some signs of slowing.
When you look ahead to the next catalyst for this market, many seem to believe it's going to be that jobs report due out on Friday. I know that trading volume has been a bit light as we head into the Labor Day weekend, but what are your expectations for that report, especially on the heels of the disappointing ADP report that showed fewer jobs were added to private payrolls last month?
Yeah, today we got two data points that shape expectations for Friday's job number. You mentioned the relatively muted 374,000 increase in the ADP measure of private employment in August, and that appears to suggest that the recent surge in virus cases is weighing on the economy, but that reading actually represents an improvement from the 326,000 gain reported in July. So it was weaker than expected, but still better than July. And the July employment numbers were pretty strong. So for the overall non-farm number, so if that comes in a little stronger, that's good news. The other data we got today was a slip in the manufacturing employment in the ISM index. And that could also be a supply that supply chain delays and, of course, the Delta issues maybe slowing hiring on the goods producing side of the economy. So let's keep a close eye on this. Our expectations are for a solid report, but probably not one that changes the calculus for the Fed. I think the Fed will want to see more data on the impact of Delta and other factors, including the dynamics of the labor market once that $300 a week unemployment insurance top-up expires on September 6th. And of course, kids go back to in-person school in September before it locks in a taper decision. So I'd say that taper decision is probably still maybe more in the November timeframe than something we'll see in September based on the report we get Friday.
You know, a number of states actually got rid of that enhanced unemployment benefit early. And at least the early data, Jeffrey, shows that it didn't really make much of an overall difference in the labor market in those states. What else do you think is at play here for job seekers?
Well, you know, the seasonal factors are so difficult right now. The way the non-farm payrolls are adjusted, it's sort of on a five-year kind of rolling adjustment of seasonal factors. And we know what happened last year, and that just throws a lot of uncertainty into this number. We'll get the numbers, and of course, education employment will be up, but will it be up adjusted? If you strip out the adjustments, it'll be difficult to see. And so there's a lot of cross currents here. We've also got this issue of the supply chain delays. We've got employers saying it's very hard to even find qualified workers. The National Federation of Independent Business, the Small Business Trade Association of the U.S., cites that as their number one problem. 70 to 80% of firms looking to hire simply can't find qualified applicants. That may also be slowing the pace of hiring. So a lot of cross currents right now, making this a particularly uncertain number on Friday.
And Jeffrey, I just want to talk about opportunities you're seeing outside the U.S. right now, because I know you believe European stocks might actually be a safe haven for investors. How so?
Yeah, this is interesting. So we are seeing these supply chain delays really ramp up once again in the U.S. with port traffic really very heavily congested at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, back up over 40 ships waiting to be unloaded, back to the peaks of what we saw earlier this spring. But we're not seeing this in Europe. Europe port congestion isn't nearly as bad. In fact, in the latest PMI numbers, the purchasing managers indices, supplier delivery times actually noted a little bit of improvement in Europe, in Germany and France, relative to what we're seeing in the U.S. with further deterioration. We're also seeing that businesses are citing fewer problems with their supply chains. When we look at August and July, tracking the number of companies when they were reporting earnings, citing supply chain issues, there were around 30 or so in the in the MSCI Europe Index, which has nearly 500 companies in it. We had almost 100 of them cite that in the S&P 500. So very different outlook when it comes to those issues with supply chains, benefiting European companies that may not have the production problems, sales issues, or inflation problems we're seeing potentially here in the U.S. So could be a safe haven in an environment where those problems continue to worsen.
All right, Jeffrey Kleintop, Chief Global Investment Strategist there at Charles Schwab. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy your long holiday weekend.